money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. What's going on today? Today, UOU Properties. What up, my G? What's going on today? Today. Oh, look, I'm on a new phone. Yo, I don't know how they got me, but I was walking through BJ's. I think I was going to BJ's. Keith, what up? My guy Keith. Yo, post that book, Keith, so I can repost it. My brother, like my mother kids, just dropped a new book. It's one of the best new age leadership books I've read. B, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, like, You gotta make that happen. So post that book, Keith, so I can repost it, so we could go crazy with your book. But yeah, I was in BJ's, and when I was in BJ's, I don't say they got me, but they were talking about iPhone 13. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, next thing, I got 11, so I'm like, I don't need no 13. But then he started running numbers, and I'm like, I mean, it is what it is, right? Should I say? Because maybe they could sponsor me. So I ain't gonna say what company, because I'm like, just because I don't got y'all phone no more don't mean y'all can't sponsor me for something. So I was with one company. Let me just say that. I was with one company for years. I'm talking about for years. And they keep busting me over my head. Like, I'm looking at my bill, and I'm like, yo, why my bill so high? And so finally, as I'm going through the numbers with this other company, they like, yo, we could give it to you at half. I'm like, half? I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. You know what I'm saying? So I switched over. But in switching over, they gave me a 13. The whole family, though, because I got like five phones on my joint. So we all got 13s now. So y'all watching me. This is my first. I never use. Normally I go live on a 10. The 10 is Old Faithful. I had the 10 Pro Max for years. And that joint has been, you know what I'm saying, making me, I was rocking with that. But yeah, I've been, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, all right, bet. Now I got the 13. So we're gonna see how this rock, you know what I'm saying? How this new 13 rock or whatever. So yeah, I ain't saying no names though, because we out here in these sponsorship streets. Matter of fact, speaking of being in these, you know what I mean? Don Oliver, appreciate the badge up. Speaking about being in the sponsorship streets, tonight, if everybody that's on this live is watching this show tonight, y'all need to watch this episode with Tanya Rapley. I'm actually gonna post a throwback later. When she first started her career. You know what I'm saying? When she first started her career, like, I was the first interview that she did was my joint. You know what I'm saying? Miss 2 weeks out, what's up? Lonnie Lobdella's in the building. When she first started her career as a finance expert, I had a radio show in New York. And when I had the radio show, she was like my first guest ever on my radio show. And then full circle, I want to say, 14, right? So that's like six, seven years later, she's made over $1 million, right? Over $1 million as a, as an influencer, right? She's made over $1 million as an influencer. Yo, there's one deal she got, she was telling me about, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but there's one deal she got. We was talking about it behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, hold on. Like, yo. And so when I talk about sponsorship, when we start thinking about our brands and what, you know, what we do and all that stuff, y'all want to make sure y'all understand that keep your brand clean. I get it. Y'all want to get the bag, how y'all get the bag, but I promise you, if you keep your brand clean, if you keep your brand clean, these brands will want to do partnerships with you. And I promise you, it's dropping tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Earn Your Leisure channel. She get into the bag. And you know what's dope though too? And this is why when you are a blessing to others, you know, the blessing comes full circle. I'm gonna tell you, right? So like I said, when she first got into the game, you know what I'm saying? First got into the game, had a radio show. And I was like, yo, let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I called her through and I said, yo, here, like, let's do this. Was always a big supporter of hers. She was always a big supporter of mine, was always, you know, one of my first books that she was getting herself together. One of the books she read was What the FICO. So she always going interviews and telling me how great What the FICO is. And so we had a great time. Fast forward, you know what I'm saying? Fast forward, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, she gets to the bag. So I'm like, yo, how you get to the bag like this? Because, you know what I'm saying? I had some sponsorship deals, but not at the level she's done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I said, this one deal she told me about, I was like, yo, that's crazy that this one company gave you that much of a bag. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, you know, she, you know, again, like I said, it's about, you know, making sure your brand is clean, making sure that everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, your brand is a great brand. And then she was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, keeping my brand clean, I was able to get an agent. And I was like, word. She's like, yeah, I got an agent. And so I was like, yo, matter of fact, let me tell you, I was talking to Neo. Shout out to my guy, Neo, Nehemiah Davis. Neo was telling me, he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So Tanya's actually in his mastermind as well. And so, you know, Neo's telling me like, yo, her agent, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm talking to her. And I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, put me on. So, you know what I mean? She connected me with her agent. And here's the thing though. If your brand not clean, because nobody asked me, yo, how do you get an agent? The truth of the matter is you could look for an agent, you could get a referral, but if your brand is not clean, nobody's going to want to mess with you. So the blessing was, you know, she made the connect. She said, yo, such and such, this is my guy, Ash. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to connect. Obviously when somebody's busy and they doing these level of deals, right? You know what I'm saying? When they doing these level of deals, they're gonna look you up. And so what did he do? Like, he didn't automatically connect and say, yo, what's good? Let's do it. Nah, he looked me up, right? He Googled me. He looked at my social media. He like looked at everything and was like, oh, like he saw how we could be mutually beneficial with each other. And so when we made that first connection, I said, yo, my G, I ain't call him my G, but I said, yo, pleasure to meet you, right? Pleasure to meet you. And he said, yo, he cut straight to the chase. Like, yo, I love your brand. He said, yo, I love your brand. And I won't tell you all the intricate details, right? I won't tell you all the intricate details of our conversation. But when I tell you it is our time, it is our time. That's all I will say. I'm gonna just say that, right? You know, I posted something this morning that says, you've waited long enough, it's your turn, right? You know what I'm saying? When I say that, you know what I'm saying? When I say you waited long enough, it's your turn. Like you've done the work already, right? And so literally, as I'm now working with the agent, right? When I told y'all yesterday that I didn't say the brand, right? When I said yesterday that I did a 23 interview radio tour on Tuesday, right? On Tuesday with a bank, that was through the agent that I got through Tanya, full circle moment. You feel what I'm saying? But the truth is, you know what I'm saying? It's your time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's your time. A lot of y'all right now are trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of y'all trying to figure out, like, yo, how am I gonna do this? And I'm, you know, I've been at this so long. Somebody who hear my voice, I want you to know that now is your time. You did the work already. You don't even have to do more work. Like, your work will speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? And so all the pain, all the struggling, all the things that you went through, I need you to understand, right? I need you to understand. This is your moment. This is your moment. Yo, I need y'all to tag like 10 people in here because I need people to know that this is their moment. Yeah. It's your moment.
What are you going to do?
What you going to do?
With the time you have left.
With the time you got left.
I say that if you don't reposition yourself.
You got to reposition.
You could miss the best time.
Yo, hold on. Real quick. Yo, I need you to reposition yourself, right? So what does repositioning mean? Repositioning don't mean to be somebody else or to figure something out. Reposition just mean reposition, right? So if Ash is looking left, right? If Ash is looking left, Ash don't gotta do nothing else, right? I'm looking left because my blessing, for whatever reasons, I feel like my blessing is this way, right? Truth of the matter is that my blessing is this way, right? So all I gotta do is reposition myself. I don't gotta change who Ash is. I've been going this way all along for whatever reasons. Who cares? Who cares why I kept looking left, right? Who cares why I keep looking left? The truth of the matter is that the blessing is my time now, right? So all I gotta do is reposition myself. Once I reposition myself on the right path, right? I reposition myself right, now I can see the blessing. That's what's happening. Right? A lot of us ain't seeing a blessing because we're not positioned right. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us not seeing a blessing because we're not positioned right. I need you to reposition yourself because now is the time. If you don't reposition yourself, you might lose out. Right? You might lose out with the blessing that already got your name on it. You over here looking this way, begging for blessings when there's a blessing right here, like waiting for you. Man, let me get my lemon together because I think, you know what I'm saying?
We are running.
Get my lemon together. My lemon and my water.
What are you going to do?
What you going to do?
With the time you have left.
With the time you got left.
I say that if you don't reposition yourself.
Repossession yourself.
You can miss the best time.
Yep. The best time in your life, you're in position yourself.
Because we have got to change the way we think.
Change the way you
we
think.
We have got to change the way we function.
Yep, the
we
way
have
you
got
function.
To change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited thinking and limited ideas and limited philosophies.
Wait, hold on, sir. Limited thinking, limited ideas. You looking this way, so you limited. Your eyesight not right, right? You looking in the wrong direction. So you got limited thinking, limited ideas, and you're watching these limited people telling you to limit your dreams because you ain't got the right eyesight. You got to reposition yourself.
Something created down inside of you saying, let there be. You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up.
Yep.
And say, let there be.
Let right. there be. Let there be. Just let there be.
Let there be. Books, let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things.
Yep.
Each you worked on 90 days or so. And then said it doesn't work.
Yep.
How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it.
You ain't stick to it. Hey, yo, hold on. I'm going to let this rock again, but I just need you to get this message, right? You did it for 90 days and now you on to something else, right? I'm not telling you to do nothing else. Please be clear. I'm saying reposition yourself. You did all the work already, right? You did the work already. I'm not telling you to do nothing else. I'm not saying, yo, try this new idea because that's our problem. We keep going from idea to idea to idea to idea to idea. No, The first idea you had was it. That was it. Right? But because the reason why it didn't work out, because you wasn't positioned in the right way. So how do you reposition?
Do what it took to win, and rather than to correct it and get it right,
yep,
you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from yep. one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it.
Yep.
Stand still.
Stand still.
You got to have the courage.
Gotta have the courage
to live with the pressure.
Yep.
And the criticism. New levels bring new levels. You have to be tough.
You have to be tough.
You have to be tough to be able to stand it. It's tough for keeping your kids encouraged while you secretly worried to death yourself. It's tough for getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough of not being able to get the light bill paid and the water bill paid. It's tough. But what do we do with these moments? Do we just have them and go back home and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies getting a fix or smokers smoking a cigarette. Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically to yep. do something in our lives? You do not have to accept it the way it is. Somewhere down inside of you, there is creativity.
Creativity.
We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations.
Break out the barrier limitations.
Something's about to happen.
Something about to happen. Life.
You yep. have to take it one day at a time. And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished.
I'm not finished.
But I've done everything, I've that, done I everything that I could do for yep. that day, for that time, for that season.
Yep.
Your season is shifting.
Your season
you
is shifting.
You will be able to do now in a way that you have never been able to do it before.
Yep.
You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon yet.
Yep.
You haven't thought your greatest thought.
Yep.
You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't framed your best dream. Maybe you have laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking yo, for a place to happen. You have got all.
Yo, that hit me every time, yo. Yo, you are a miracle waiting for a place to happen. Yo, I don't know if y'all got that. Like, did y'all feel like y'all, if y'all felt that like I felt that? Hey, yo, type I am a miracle if you felt that. Like you are a miracle waiting for a place to happen. Right? You are a miracle just waiting for a place to happen. Right? Like you...
kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forth for such a time as this. The time is right. The stage is set.
The conditions are in order.
Awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anybody tell you you're finished. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign. The best is yet to come. This is my moment, and I am determined to live it. The mind is the battleground. The fight is in your mind. Are you ready?
Yep.
For the next level.
Are you ready for the next level? That's the question. Are you ready?
It's the time.
Yo, listen. That's the question. Are you ready? Right? Because that, you are a miracle waiting for a place to happen. But if you are not ready, if you are not in the allowance mode, if you're still holding on to the things that you're holding on to instead of opening up your hands so that you could receive, then at the end of the day, you could be a miracle all you want, right? You could be a miracle all you want, but the miracle is not going to materialize. You are a miracle waiting for a place to happen. But how can that miracle happen if you got your hands closed and you always trying to hold on to these things and you're not trying to let go? You're holding on too much. Yo, let it go. Let it go. Open up your hands. Receive. And allow that miracle to happen. Hold on. One more time without the talking. I got to go one more time without the talking because you know what I'm saying? I know I was talking over the beat. Cause you keep talking over the beat like Clue. I think that's out the Clue. I'm talking over the beat.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration on another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
We are running out of time. What are you going to do with the time?
Hustle Bill, repeat. Yo, more strength, my G. Tapping in from the hospital bed. More strength, my G. You got this. Light work.
The best time to be in this season. Because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies. And there's something created down inside of you saying, let there be.
Let there be, yo.
You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up and say, let there be light, let there be healing, let there be books, let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things. Each you worked on 90 days or so, and then said it doesn't work. How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stand still. You have to have the courage.
And that's the courage.
To live with the pressure.
Yep.
And the criticism.
Yep.
New levels bring new levels. You have to be tough.
Yep.
You have to be tough to be able to stand it. It's tough for keeping your kids encouraged while you secretly worried to death yourself. It's tough for getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough for not being able to get the light bill paid and the water bill paid. It's tough. But what do we do with these moments? Do we just have them
and go back home
and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies getting a fix or smokers smoking a cigarette. Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically to do something in our lives?
Yep.
You do not have to accept it the way it is. Somewhere down inside of you, there is creativity. We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations and get outside of the box. Something's about to happen in your life.
You
got to take it one day at a time. And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished.
I'm not finished.
I got everything that I was supposed to do for that day, for that time, for that season.
Yep.
Your season.
Your season.
You will be able to do now in a way that you have never been able to do it before. You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You haven't thought your greatest thought. You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't dreamed your best dream. Maybe you haven't laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking for a place to happen. You have got all kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forth. For such a time as this, the time is right.
The stage is set. The conditions are in order.
Yep. Something awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anybody tell you. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign. The best is yet to come. This is my moment.
This is my moment.
I'm determined to live it.
Yep.
The mind is the battlefield.
The mind is a battlefield.
The fight is in your mind.
The fight is in your yo.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Hey yo. The fight is in your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. Right? Your mind is a battlefield. The fight is in your mind. I need you to understand that. Are you ready?
for the next level.
Are you ready for the next level? Two angels is watching.
If you change your look, mind, you change your life.
But here, let me tell you something.
Mind Right Radio.
Let me tell you something.
Motivation 25/8.
Let me tell you something.
More than human.
The best is yet to come.
Elevation on another level.
The best is yet to come. Yo, let me tell you something real quick though. We talked about this yesterday, but I want to get this clear. I want to get this clear for y'all. Is that today's daily aspiration was about regrets. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go daily aspiration because I ain't do daily aspiration in a while. I'm gonna go daily aspiration. So we're gonna talk real quick. We're gonna talk about regrets real quick because I need y'all to get this. I need y'all to get this. Tony, thank you for the badge, love. I need y'all to get this. Look, it's a happy throwback Thursday, my creators, my creatures of excellence. Welcome to the day that you throw back the notion that yesterday matters. Right? I need you to throw back the notion. That's a bar. Yo, that's a bar. Happy throwback Thursday, my creatures of excellence. Welcome to this day that you throw back the notion that yesterday matters. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to regret. If this was Family Feud and we surveyed 100 people and asked what was the biggest deterrent of success, the number one reason that you would get would be fear. Number two is regret for the past. Many of us spend so much time living in yesterday that we waste our todays while running out our tomorrows. Having regrets is one of the worst things you can do. It's a waste of time because of lack of ability to go back in time. The only thing you have and ever will have control of is today. Spend your time wisely and always remind yourself of that. Anytime when you feel sorry for the past, tell yourself these five words. It is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. So instead of regretting what happened, figure out what lessons live in that mistake. Learn from it and vow to never repeat it. That advanced knowledge of what not to do will put you ahead of the game all of the time. It is imperative to make sure you never give energy to things that do not matter. Today is all that matters. Do everything you can to make it the best today that you could possibly can. Then repeat this daily. The world is yours and nothing, absolutely nothing can stop you. I'll leave you a couple of quotes. And the first one's by Quevedo, and it says, "He who spends time regretting the past loses the present and risks the future." Next quote by Rita Merrow, and it says, "Have no regrets in life. Everything happens to you for a reason. The hard times that you go through build character, making you such a stronger person." And last but not least by Basile Rathbone, and it says, "Never regret anything you have done with a sincere affection. Nothing is lost that is born of the heart." So I need to go back to one quote for y'all real quick. Because somebody needs to hear this. I don't know who needs to hear this, but somebody needs to hear this, right? Yo, Rita Merrow says, "Have no regrets in life. Everything happens to you for a reason. The hard times that you go through build character, making you such a stronger person." When I keep, yo, I'm not saying it's your moment because it sounds cool to say. I'm telling you right now, if you let go and receive the fact, not the opinion, if you receive the fact that right now, at this moment, as you hear the sound of my voice, this is your moment. And if you let go, stop holding on to regret, stop trying to be a victim, stop looking for people to blame, stop being so hard on yourself, stop being miserable, stop being depressed, stop being disappointed. If you let go of all of those things and realize that every single thing that has happened so far in your life was working for your greater good, and God had a plan for you, and still has a plan because you're still alive and God is still using you and God is saying, listen, I will not harm you. Everything that is happening in your life, I did it for your good. Whether you realize it or not, the hard times built character. The hard times made you stronger. The hard times gave you the testimony to help somebody else. Hold on.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job or career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. When God has something for you, it doesn't matter who stands against it.
Doesn't matter who stands against it.
It's meant for you. God will move someone that's holding you back away from a door.
Away from the door.
And put someone there who will open it for you. I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it.
You will not regret it.
Press on with pride.
Yep.
And press on with purpose.
Yep.
And appreciate what God has brought you through.
Yep.
You are now listening to MindRightRadio.com.
Appreciate what God has brought you through.
Inspiration.
Let's go. Let's go.
Talk to God often.
Often.
Even if you're not perfect.
Often.
Just talk to him every day. You don't have to be in the same faith I'm in.
Nope.
You ain't got to call God the same thing I call.
Nope.
But listen to me, you do have to call him.
You do got to call him, though.
It's not going to make your life easy. Faith don't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. All you want is the strength to get through your life. On the days that I feel like I'm not going to make it, on the days that it feels like I can't endure anymore, I think back on my track record for surviving all my bad days. And so far, surviving all my bad days, my track record is 100%.
100%.
It ain't about the money.
It ain't about the money.
A lot of very, very rich people that's miserable. Not happy at all. I can bet you most of you are happier than most of the people I know. And I know some very, very wealthy people. And money don't make you happy. It helps you through a lot of situations. You know the only thing about money? Money takes all emergencies and turns them into mere inconveniences. That's what money does. Money gonna change your life a little bit, folks. All of you gonna get more. But you gotta ask for it. But if that's your desire to get more of it, you gotta ask God for it. If you wanna be happy or successful, you gotta ask God for it. Most people don't have the life of their dream because you don't ask God for it. You have not because you ask not. If you up your ass, he will up his gear.
Yeah.
If you change what you ask God for, he immediately changes what he gives to you. You don't need an education to be successful. I flunked out of school. What God has for you, quit tying it in education. People kill me. I know people got 2 degrees finna go back to school and get another. If you got 2 of them,
and
working,
and
why would you go get another one of them? I know people that's mastered and PhD'd up, ain't even working. You don't need that. I'm telling you, man, your whole success is tied in your relationship to God. You can simplify this by getting in touch with your creator. That's your key, man. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for.
It's preparing you.
You quit tripping while you're in the process.
Yo, quit tripping while you're in the process.
It's necessary.
The process
you
is necessary.
You may not see it now.
You might not see
it. When it gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way.
Yep.
And you're going to be okay with it.
You're going to be okay with it.
But quit tripping during the process.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one.
You ain't the only one.
Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why I lose my job? You ain't the only one unemployed. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you.
Yep.
If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
Yep.
He gonna fix it. First of all, let me tell you this right here. Why are you tripping? Everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, he just processing. That's all he's doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then he gonna toughen you. If you gotta be more caring along the way, he gonna let you have some trials come your way that's gonna have to produce that in you. See, the route you on right now is the route you got to take. And it's very uniquely yours. This thing you're going through, this is just uniquely yours. You just got to understand, you ain't the only one.
You ain't the only one.
You ain't the only one going through it. Now, in the order that it's going to happen, it's just yours. You have not because you ask
not. Have not because you ask not.
You have not because you ask not. But you don't ask because you ain't got that together. When you ask God for something, quit tripping.
Quit tripping.
He got it from here. God can't give you what you want. Because you want to hold on to what you got. You all in the way. Now you telling him how to bless you. You can't tell God how to bless you. It's a simple process. The only reason I'm telling you this, because this is how I made it. I just do me. I'm just being me. I stay uniquely who I am. Because you are okay just the way you are.
Just the way you are.
God made you uniquely.
Just the way you are.
He wanted you to be just like you are. See, God made us very different. This God we got, God is amazing. He created you so individually. Do you know that it's close to 8 billion people on earth now? Do you know that it's almost 8 billion people on the earth? Do you know how many billions of people have died? Do you know that if you dig up all them people that have died, and all the people that are presently here, and every last one of them that he gonna make in the future, not one of you have the same fingerprint. Who do that?
Who do that?
Who could possibly be so precise in his infinite wisdom?
Yep, infinite wisdom.
That he created you so unique that ain't no two people got the same fingerprint. That's crazy. That's real crazy.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is.
Yep.
And how you need to fight it.
Yep.
Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you.
God gave it to you already.
God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
Not to harm you.
Plans to give you hope and
give you hope and a future.
Hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job.
Purpose in the job.
Purpose crosses disciplines.
Purpose.
Purpose is an essential element of you.
Purpose is an essential element
at this particular time in history.
Yep.
Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill.
Yep.
Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
For your purpose! Shape you for your purpose!
Something for you. It doesn't matter who stands against it.
Yup. It doesn't matter who stands against it.
For you, God will move someone that's holding you back away from a door.
Away from a door.
And put someone there who will open it for you. I don't know what your future is.
Nobody knows.
But if you are willing to take the harder way.
Harder way.
The more complicated way.
Complicated way.
The one with more failures at first than successes.
Yep.
The one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory.
Yep.
More glory.
Yep.
Then you will not regret it.
You will not regret it. No regrets.
With pride.
Yep.
And press on with
purpose. Press on with purpose.
And appreciate what God has brought you through.
Mind right.
Hey, yo. Press on with purpose. Press on with purpose and appreciate what God has put you through. And so this is why I'm telling you, don't live with regrets, right? Because if you look in this way, what we said, if you look in this way, this is your hell on earth, right? You got this purpose. You're not living out this purpose. You're looking this way. All you got to do is reposition yourself. And your heaven on earth is here, right? Your heaven on earth is here if you position yourself on earth as it is in heaven, right? On earth as it is in heaven. And so whatever it's like in heaven, on earth is possible, but you got this living hell because you're not pressing on with purpose. But let me tell you what happens though. Don't listen to me. If you do not move in the direction that you know you should be moving on.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
I want you to know you got to follow your purpose because a couple of things are going to happen. I need you to know this.
There's no substitute.
There's no substitute for purpose.
What I'm saying is so important. This is more important than anything that you can hear right now.
This is more important than anything you can get goosebumps. Hold on!
Who are lost, frustrated, and saved.
Lost, frustrated, and saved.
There is no substitute.
There's no substitute for purpose.
I was thinking of an example. There's so many of them. Have you ever seen a manufacturer who began to build something, and because it didn't become what he intended, he made something else? You don't see that. They don't stop until they get what they purpose. There's no substitute for purpose.
There's no substitute for purpose.
There's no substitute for purpose. You cannot make a car a boat.
You cannot make a car a boat.
You can't decide, I'm tired driving this car, I'm going to drive into the water, now making a boat. You just can't do that. You can't substitute the purpose for the product. You cannot make a microphone a cooking spoon. I mean, you could, but it would be microphone abuse. You may laugh, but it's true about your life. If you are becoming something, or can I say, trying to become something
that you are not,
you're abusing who you are.
You are abusing who you are. Oh, wait, hold on. Yo, you are trying. Look, sheesh. Yo, you are trying to be something you are not, and you are abusing who you are. Oh God.
There's no substitute for purpose. There is no satisfaction beside purpose. Purpose and only purpose will satisfy. Purpose, therefore, will haunt you. That's why God uses the word prevail. He said, no matter what you plan, Whether it's big, good, fantastic, evil, bad, or excellent. It is not my purpose for your life, God says. My purpose will prevail over that plan.
Yes.
That word prevail means it will haunt.
It will haunt you.
If you did everything everybody wanted you to do, but not what you were born to do, then what you were born to do will haunt what you did. You got to understand God's word here. He says, my purpose will override, overrule
yep.
all of your plans.
All of your
no
plans.
No matter how good they are,
yep.
no matter how big they are, purpose yep. will frustrate your success.
Purpose will frustrate your success.
You know, people, maybe you are one of them. Maybe you know everyone thinks you're doing well. But when you close the door at night and cut the light off, it's hell in the bed. You cry. You weep. You are mad because you don't feel fulfilled. And then when you go on stage, everybody claps. But in secret, you are depressed. They think you are the best corporate executive in the whole company.
Yep.
But deep inside, you really want to go preach. Deep inside, you really want to go paint pictures. Deep inside, you want to do photography. You don't want to sit at no desk.
You don't want to sit at no desk.
Whatever your gift is, whatever your purpose is, it will make you frustrated. It'll prevail over all of your success. Why? Because purpose itself will overrule your accomplishments. Purpose will overshadow all your work. Purpose will depress your impression.
Yep.
You impress people, but you're depressed. Because deep inside, you're not doing what you were born to do. God says, this purpose will make you sick. My purpose will haunt you. It will make you feel so frustrated that no matter how successful the world thinks you are, my deep calling purpose will make you sick.
Yeah.
And some of you know what I'm talking about. Purpose will frustrate you. Nothing but nothing can take the place of purpose. Purpose is the key and the measure of success.
Purpose is the key and the measure of success.
You're only successful if you did what you were born
to. Hey, yo, you're only successful if you did what you were born to do.
Everything else is failure.
Everything else is failure.
So you think you are. My deep core, but nothing can take the place of purpose. Purpose is the key and the measure of success.
Hold on. We need this bar again. We need this bar.
You're only successful if you did what you were born to do.
You're only successful if you did what you was born to do.
Everything else is failure.
Everything else is failure.
So you only measure your success by your assignment. If I told you to paint the wall over here and you paint that one, beautiful, perfect, excellent, you still failed.
You still failed.
That's why it's possible to be good but wrong.
To be good but wrong.
To do a good thing but not the right thing.
To do a good thing but not the right thing.
Purpose is the right
thing. Purpose is the right thing.
It's not just a good thing. Purpose is that which you were sent here to perform. Purpose is the end for which you began. Purpose is destination.
Purpose is destination.
Make a note of that. Purpose is destination. And destination is destiny.
Destination is destiny.
Purpose is your end that is set. And then God backs you up to begin it. Therefore, you began because there's something that's already finished that you were supposed to start.
And you were supposed to start.
Therefore, your book was caused because of your destiny.
Because of your destiny.
Your existence became necessary.
Became necessary
because of your destiny.
Because of your destiny.
So you don't go to your destiny. Destiny is pulling you.
Yo, destiny is pulling you. Hold on. Hey, yo, hold on real quick. Look, I got this question. How do you figure out what you were born to do? That's what I'm battling with, but I know it's something for me to do. Look, you don't go to your destiny. Destiny is pulling you. You just got to listen. I'm going to tell you, the number one thing that we do, we fight against it because we don't see it probable, right? I promise you, I speak for a living. That's it. That's what I do. I speak for a living. When I was a kid, I got yelled at for talking. I got kicked out of school for being disruptive, right? The same loudness that I could command five figures or more for is what I got in trouble for, right? Yo, you too loud. Yo, be quiet. Why you keep talking? Ah, the joke's on you. No, I was playing. My teachers, if you watch it right now, I always wanted to say that, but I want to see them when I say it. But the joke's on them, right? Joke's on them. Hey, yo, I was getting kicked out for talking. You know what I'm saying? I was getting kicked out for talking. Now, literally, I can show you, but you know, I don't got to flex. But I literally could get five figures or more for the same, for the loudness. Like, I start yelling this shit. Like, people, like, right? And so my point is this. My point is that when I was coming up, though, if somebody was like, yo, you could make money as a speaker, I would have looked at them like they was crazy, right? I'd have looked at them like they crazy. You know why I would have looked at them like they crazy? Because nobody, or if I would have said it to somebody, right? Yo, they was like, no, get a job, whatever, whatever. So I believe, right? This is what I believe. I believe that you already know what your purpose is, right? I believe that you already know what your purpose is, but somebody talked you out of it. That's what I believe. I believe that somebody talked you out of your purpose. Think about this. On a block, right? Same thing. On the block. Yo, we would argue all day about music, about business, about all these different things. And I was always the one that was able to break down complex terms and break them down where people could understand. You know why my books do so well? Because I take something that's complex, right? And I break it down to things that they can understand. So you already know what you're supposed to be doing. Yo, miss me with the, you know what I mean? And I say this respectfully, though. Miss me with the, I don't know my purpose. You know what your purpose is. You know what's pulling you, right? You don't go to your purpose. Your purpose is pulling you. But you let somebody talk you out of it, though. You let somebody talk you out of the thing that you love to do. You let somebody talk you out of the thing that you're supposed to be doing because they can't see how it can monetarily benefit you, and you can't probably see it. So because they can't see it and you can't see it, you're allowing that to be it.
That's why when you go off course,
yep,
there's something constantly pulling you.
Something's
back.
Pulling you.
No matter where you go.
No matter where you go.
There's something that keeps on pulling you.
Yeah.
Because destiny screams at you.
Yep.
Every moment of your day.
Yep. Every moment of your day.
It quietly screams.
Quietly.
It's the loudest, silence.
Loudest silence.
You can ever hear.
You can ever hear.
You can ever hear. It's your destiny.
Yep.
There's something, even while I'm talking, it's probably crying louder now because I'm talking about it.
Yep.
Yes. It's screaming. It's that thing that is already established by God.
Already established.
That you arrive.
Yep.
To fulfill.
Tony, appreciate the badge, love.
And no matter where you go,
yep,
what you do, it haunts you.
It haunts you no matter what. It prevails.
It overpowers.
Overpowers.
You try to drown it in busyness.
In busyness.
But it's too strong.
It's too strong.
You try to bury it.
You try to bury it.
Preoccupation.
With preoccupation.
It is your occupation.
It is your occupation. Chill.
Until you find your destiny,
yep,
all you have is a job.
All you have is a job until you find your destiny.
Your destiny is not a job.
Yep, your destiny
your
is not a job.
Your destiny is your work.
Your destiny your is your work.
Your job is what you do until you find your destiny.
Yo, say that. Say that. Courtney Miller, appreciate the badge, love.
There's no substitute for purpose.
There's no substitute for purpose.
What I'm saying is so important.
Ranking certified, appreciate the badge, love.
Anything that you can hear right now. There's no substitute for purpose.
There's no substitute for purpose.
What I'm saying is so important. This is more important than anything that you can hear right now.
This is more important than anything that you can hear right now. Listen.
Purpose will frustrate you. Nothing but nothing can take the place of purpose. Purpose is the key and the measure of success.
Purpose is the
key and the measure of success.
You're only successful if you did what you were born to do.
You're only successful if you did what you're supposed to do.
Everything else is failure.
Everything else is failure.
Everything else is failure.
Everything else is failure.
There's no substitute for purpose.
There's no substitute for purpose.
What I'm saying is so important. This is more important than anything that you can hear right now.
This is more important than anything that you can hear right now.
Right now, you're talking and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com. MindRightRadio.com. Talking and tuned in. Elevation for another level. MindRightRadio.com.
All right, so before we go, I can't talk to you about purpose and not tell you how to shine in your purpose. So last one, let's go.
You are now tuned in to Mind Right Radio.
Last one, let's go. I need you to shine in your purpose. Shine in your purpose. Ooh.
I'm on government assistance and I run out of money.
Ooh.
By Pampers for Jelani.
We get spicy.
And I had $11.40.
We get spicy.
And if I remember,
stay hoodie on.
For 2 days. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again. And that day, what shifted for me.
Uh-huh. Go off, Lisa, go ahead.
I was willing
to do what?
This is going to sound crazy.
What?
I was willing to completely die.
What? Hold on.
To any form of me.
Hey, hold on. She talking spicy, though. Hey, yo, listen. Yo, Lisa said in order to find her purpose, she was willing to die to any version of herself. Wait, hold on, Lisa. We're going to talk
Liquid
spicy.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Spicy. Throw the hoodies on. She going to talk spicy. Hold on.
Right radio. Elevate your mind.
Hold on.
Elevate your life.
Spicy.
You are now tuned into Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind.
You elevate your life.
I'm on government assistance and I run out of money and I had to buy Pampers for Jelani. And I had $11.42 in the bank. And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again.
Ever.
And that day, what shifted for me. Was I was willing, and I don't know if this is gonna sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I had been so that I can birth the woman that I was becoming.
Die so you could birth.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been.
Oh, they're too attached
to
who
they've been. You hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me. I had hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody.
You're trying to carry everybody.
Because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You got to rescue you first.
I'm much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go.
Yep.
Go through the door myself.
Myself.
Teach myself.
Teach
learn myself.
Yep.
Condition myself. And then come back and get them.
Oh.
I'm much more valuable to them now.
Oh.
But I had to go through a window time of 10 years of judgment.
Oh.
You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you're... I have to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenient.
Yep.
See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked
but
by everybody.
Be liked.
I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked.
Oh.
Well, I woke up and I like myself.
I like
today,
myself.
So your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you?
Are you proud of you?
Lisa, are you playing full out every day before I checked in with anybody else? I was willing to inconvenience my entire life.
Yep.
My entire life. I was willing to disrupt my entire life to buy my future, to buy my possibility, to give my dream a chance. See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home. We can go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do.
Yep.
That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow? What do you want to create?
What do you want to create?
It's not keeping score. Your brain is keeping score.
Your brain is keeping score.
Because your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar.
Yep.
When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. Mm. It's always going to tell you to step back.
Yep.
Because you can fall. Always. It's going to tell you to step back. Because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge. And you're standing at the edge. And you're watching everyone else fly. That's pit my ride, watch my crib, all this stuff. You know, watching people's lives on Facebook. You're at the edge, watching someone else live, wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly, or you're going to jump and fall on something soft, or you're going to fall down hard. Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. Your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly. That you never leap. You're not afraid of dying.
You're not afraid of dying.
You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you are.
Before the world sees who you are.
Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen.
That's what you don't want to happen.
You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here.
Yep.
All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance.
Give your dream a chance.
And I'm not extraordinary.
And I'm not extraordinary.
You don't get off.
You don't get off that easy. Yep.
I'm an ordinary.
Ordinary.
Who chooses every day.
Every day.
To make one more extraordinary.
To make one extraordinary step.
Everything that I need to get back up, I have in me.
Everything I need to get back up, I have in me.
I can go get it. Once I figured that out, the world was my like playground. Like the question was just, where do I go get it?
Where do I go get it?
I don't know about that. Where do I go get it? And I don't come from a learning background where I was a great student. I wasn't, you know, my highest grade in school was a C+. Nice. And when I got a C+, I did the happy dance.
Nice.
And so I didn't have a background where studying was natural for me.
Yep.
But when I realized that if I go study something and I learn it, I own it, it's mine now. Man, it was crazy because all through school, I struggled. The last time I took an English class, my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. And the same year I took a speech class and my speech teacher, he said, quote unquote, Ms. Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. And so it was demotivated people, sad people, hurt people hurt. Sad people make other people sad. Bottom line, don't take it personal. Hurt people hurt. See, most people want the convenience of transformation without the inconvenience.
Without the inconvenience.
Required. So my grandmother says, and I love to repeat this, your conviction.
What
you're passionate about, your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same
block. They don't live in the same block.
They ain't even in the same zip code.
Hey, your conviction,
so if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up.
Sign up
to be incomplete.
Hey, yo, you look. Your conviction and convenience do not live on the same block. They not even in the same zip code. So if you want to live your purpose, if you want to live your conviction, then you got to sign up to be inconvenienced. That's a bar. Like, yo.
Convenience. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. But when you realize that the box doesn't even exist.
The box don't even exist.
Someone made up, oh, you're playing outside the box. So we all bought into, there's a box.
There's a box.
Well,
I don't even own a box.
I don't want to get in your box.
I don't want to get in yours. I don't own a box.
You gotta come out here because I ain't getting in
box.
And so when you start thinking like that, Tom, all of a sudden, everything is possible. So I disrupt people when I say, you want to make me extraordinary because it lets you off the hook. What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and not give you one.
Facts.
It's not going to give me an opportunity and not give you one.
Facts.
I'm just going to go after it. If I die, I'm down the treadmill, like what you said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running.
Facts.
You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us.
All things.
I'm just going to go after
them. Go after it, though. All things are available.
So disruptive because then you got to make a decision. Because it's easier to live inside the parameters of, well, as a Black woman, well, as born and raised in South Central, well, I'm dyslexic. I wrote 7 books, I'm dyslexic. So just knowing, like, I'm not perfect. What I do really well is I manage my imperfection well. And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you. It's an excuse to never show up and play. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel. Any story. Like the beauty of me being one of the top 1% earners in America is that I was on government assistance.
Right.
Like, that's the beauty.
Yeah.
Like, come on, it wouldn't be a big deal if my family was rich. Whatever. I'm supposed to do something. The beauty is that when you show the little engine that could story, like, I'm not gonna run fast.
Yep.
I ain't gonna stop. I might slow down and have to breathe and catch my breath, but I'm not stopping.
Not
I believe all things are available to all of us.
All things are
and
available to all of us.
Good people should do well.
Good people should
because
do well.
Good people do well.
Right.
Good people just do more good in the world.
Hey, yo. Good people should do well. Because when good people do well, they do more good in the world. Which is why you got to move in your purpose. You got to move in your purpose. Because if you're a good person and you want to see people win, when you win, you can help more people win. When you do good, you can do more good. So don't complain. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't wish things were different. You got to be the change. You got to be the change.
I'm that same girl who ran track for Dorsey High School and struggled to get through high school.
Same.
I got kicked out of college because I couldn't afford to stay.
Yep.
That was on government. I'm that same girl. I don't forget her. I'm
nope.
Also that same woman who runs a multi-million-dollar business.
Facts.
I'm also the same woman who has 7 bestsellers.
Facts.
I own both of those. I own all of them. I don't shrink to my greatness.
Don't shrink to my greatness.
Inside of myself. If you can own your brilliance.
Own your brilliance.
While owning your your imperfection.
And own your imperfection.
Own your giant while owning your smallness. If you can live in duality, constant duality, the freedom will be earth-shaking.
Yep.
You can live in
Seattle,
you don't want to be as great as you really are. And you're trying to dim your light
so
others won't feel insecure
about
themselves.
That's what it is. Is that what it is?
And so you keep playing at 79 watts when you know you're supposed to shine at 59 watts.
That's what it is.
And you keep checking the temperature of the room to see what the room can handle.
Ow!
Versus just giving the room you and letting them, if your light's too bright, then let them put on some shades.
Let them put on some shades.
Give yourself permission.
Give yourself permission.
Your imperfections and your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn.
Yeah, talk crazy.
And your greatness and your brilliance and your light. Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world? To love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to lead you, to love you.
Sheesh.
You're just, some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are to be left.
Sheesh.
If you go where you've never gone,
my God,
do what you've never done, good. And say what you've never said,
yep.
You'll become the woman and the man you've always known yourself to be.
Yep.
Mind Ride Radio, your number one source for mind elevation.
All right, y'all, it's my time. We went over, but it's all good. It's all good. I need y'all to get that. I need y'all to get that. Hey, yo, fast shout to everybody on the YouTube check-in. Fast shout to everybody on the Facebook check-in, Twitter check-in. Thank y'all for tapping in. IG. Hey, yo, look, I always tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all ever head over, if you go to AshCastTV.com and you see this live, y'all always say, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, my G. Business Bully is in the building. Appreciate the badge love. Hey, yo, I always say that IG is my studio audience. You know what I'm saying? So Instagram, y'all in the studio with me, live studio audience. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like they watch it on TV. You know what I'm saying? So I need to hear this again. All right, go to Mind Right Radio because I gotta go. Time is ticking. But I gotta go, so I can't play that again. But go to MindRightRadioVIP.com. To check that out. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping. Oh, no, rewind. No rewind. No liquid means rewind. We're not rewinding. Not right now. Not right now, fam. Chill. You're doing too much. Gotta go. Coolio means getting too hot. But fast shout out to everybody. You know, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for the check-in. We got 32 badges today. Thank you for the badge love. We got this is my outro for now on.
I manage my money wisely.
It's that vibe.
I focus on my goals.
I focus on my goal.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day. I appreciate the badge love. Marvin, miss you official. Thank you for the badge love. Mariah Trash, thank you for the badge love. Pat the Ink Graphics, thank you for the badge love. Dr. Mansa Musa, appreciate the badge love. K-Style Beauty and Plus, thank you for the badge love. UOU Properties, thank you for the badge love. The Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love. Three times, I appreciate you, my G. Empress Bella, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, 79, thank you for the badge love. The Only MJ, thank you for the badge love. Where's CJ? Thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. Herbert Charles, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tiff, 817, thank you for the badge love. Amber Pratt Jones, thank you for the badge love. Have Ideas, thank you for the badge love. Gail Keys Allen, thank you for the badge love. I Am Greatness, thank you for the badge love. I Am Cassandra Henderson, thank you for the badge love. Well, Cut Me Up, thank you for the badge love. She Is Toni Jefferson, thank you for the badge love twice. Phenomenal Foul Flames, thank you for the badge love. Billionaire Mills, thank you for the badge love. Courtney M. Miller, thank you for the badge love. Ranking Certified, thank you for the badge love. I Stay Rich, thank you for the badge love. This A. Lowe, thank you for the badge love. The Business Bully, thank you for the badge love. Blue 5 Keys, thank you for the badge love. Regina Umoya, thank you for the badge love. Shetty White, thank you for the badge love. I appreciate y'all. That sound right. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. Make sure y'all go to the ashcastshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcasttv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Tonight, Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. Got a powerful episode. Got my sister, Tanya Rapley, in the building. She's going to give you all the game on how to monetize who you are. She's made over $1 million as an influencer. She got this brand partnership thing in, like, sewn up. So make sure y'all tap in exclusively on the Earn Your Leisure YouTube channel. Subscribe, audio podcast, wherever audio is available. Love y'all. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. All right, y'all. Peace.
I'm talking about well.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash.